This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Companies adapting to fill a need with some shelves in grocery stores looking bare. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has some British examples.
That's my dog Ricardo running after my fiancé Adam, who's hoisting a box full of fresh food that was just delivered to our door.
Smells good. Tomatoes, a leek, a fennel.
When the UK implemented shelter-in-place guidelines, food started flying off supermarket shelves. Major chains offered online order, but you had to wait as many as 3 or 4 weeks just to get a delivery slot. That's about the time wholesale food businesses like Smith & Brock started implementing direct-to-consumer side hustles.
It really started from a few WhatsApps.
That's Nick Fowler, co-founder of the company, which provides fruit and veg to 300 corporate customers, including Michelin-starred restaurants and five-star hotels. When COVID-19 forced those businesses to close, Smith & Brock was suddenly flooded with excess supply.
We had a fall of sort of 95% in turnover literally overnight.
So he and the team accelerated plans to launch a door-to-door delivery service.
One of our sales guys messaged a few people in his street and said, if anyone wants a veg box, let me know. And that just grew arms and legs. The phone started going wild.
Smith & Brock is now delivering boxes costing between $25 and $70 each. It's not quite the revenue generator his corporate buyers would bring in, but it is allowing Fowler's team to hire more staff and serve the community.
A week ago, we were staring down the barrel of, you know, how do we get out of it? Will we survive? I never envisaged 7 days ago that we'd be looking at, should we turn the web shop off now? It's getting to the point where we might not be able to handle it in a few days' time.
That's the sentiment driving the family behind Wessex Mill, a small flour producer 90 minutes from central London. Fifth-generation miller Emily Munsey says production quadrupled, essentially overnight.
We're nowhere close to meeting demand.
Not only are supermarkets unable to keep stock of big-name flour brands, but small producers like Wessex have also seen a surge in demand as more people take up baking under lockdown.
Yesterday, we took 80 orders in 8 minutes. We're sending out about 8 tons of flour direct a week, and we send out one.
But Munsey said she isn't worried about running out of supplies.
We buy all our local wheat from local farmers.
The big question is whether consumers will continue purchasing this way once the coronavirus crisis is over. In the meantime, companies will keep taking orders, so our personal supply chains and the sourdough starters we created to fill our downtime don't dry up. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.